At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Getting hit again, setting a record. I'm Elliot Francis. Tropical Storm Harvey is preparing to make a second landfall in the next few hours just east of Houston. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis tells exactly where it's headed.
Right around Lake Charles, that's where we've seen kind of that bullseye of precipitation. But even though the center of Harvey is still offshore, as it crosses land, it is going to move and pick up speed. Houston, I think the good news is that your rainfall, for the most part, has ended. Yes, you may see a couple of showers here and there, but now it has shifted more so into that Sabine Pass area and moving up towards Shreveport, eventually headed up towards the Tennessee River Valley in the next couple of days.
Harvey has dumped just under 52 inches of rain on southeast Texas, setting a new single storm record for the lower 48 states. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam tells about all the problems that's causing.
We've been talking a lot about the Barkers and Attucks reservoirs just to the west of Houston. They've been overtopping. There are literally 300,000 homes underwater right now, with 100 developments and neighborhoods that have had mandatory evacuations.
All options are on the table. That's the word from President Trump in response to a new missile launched by North Korea.
As he and the First Lady departed the White House for the Texas trip.
Mr. President, what are you going to do about North Korea?
We'll see, President Trump said, following the latest missile launch from North Korea over Japan into the Pacific Ocean. As Kim Jong-un continues to thumb his nose at the international community, including benefactor China, the president is seeking ways to put added pressure on the North to halt its missile and nuclear tests. In a phone call, Mr. Trump offered reassurances to Japan's Prime Minister Abe. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Four Singapore military helicopters will help out with Harvey relief efforts later today. The Chinook helicopters are part of a decades-long partnership between Singapore and the Texas National Guard. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We start this morning with problems for some Northern Virginia commuters using I-95. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, where's the trouble spot?
Well, the problems 95 northbound is actually, we had two separate accidents between Quantico and Triangle, both involving tractor trailers. We've just had a slight change for the better. They've been working on clearing this for quite some time, but one lane now gets by. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
A grand jury has indicted 19 people, including 50 identified as Turkish security officials, for attacking protesters last spring.
The indictments charged the defendants with attacking peaceful demonstrators who were protesting the visit of Turkish President Erdogan back on May 17th. All 19 are charged with conspiracy to commit a crime of violence, a felony punishable by a statutory maximum of 15 years in prison. Several face additional charges of assault with a deadly weapon. 16 of the defendants had already been charged back in June. This indictment adds three new defendants, all Turkish security officials. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The newest member of the Fairfax County School Board is an attorney and child advocate who had the backing of the Democratic Party. Karen Keyes-Gamara won yesterday's special election to fill a vacancy on the 12-member school board. She got nearly twice the votes as the candidate backed by county Republicans. A former Obama administration official has joined the race for Prince George's County Executive. 36-year-old lifelong county resident Paul Montero will compete for the Democratic nomination for county executive, but he'll have to beat state's attorney Angela Alsobrooks and state senator C. Anthony Muse to get it. Incumbent Rusher and Baker will be running for governor. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,865. The Nasdaq at 6,302. Sports. The Nationals get four RBI from Anthony Rendon as they beat the Marlins again. The Orioles get their sixth win in a row, beating Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen up, homeowners. Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your home's value, and save you a ton of money this holiday weekend. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek will give you an additional 5% off every window on top of their incredible September sale for all appointments this Labor Day weekend. But you need to call now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek builds super efficient windows specifically for the mid-Atlantic climate and just for your home in their local factory. They eliminate the middleman and are totally accountable to you, giving you peace of mind. This holiday weekend offer is only valid for appointments this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and appointments are first come, first served. Call 855-57-CREEK now to schedule your appointment for these incredible savings. That's 855-57-CREEK, and hurry, appointments are filling up fast.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough ride it is for our commuters coming out of Stafford this morning. Delays are beginning before you get to 610 Aquia. So what you want to do, still can take Route 1. That works well for your options, alternates. That's going to pick up a lot of the delays because you've been stopped for a while. The accidents, two of them, right as you approach 619 Russell Road. So between Quantico and Triangle, that's where crews have had all traffic stopped dealing with the incident. Now, one lane to the left, they're trying to get everyone to get by. Now, traffic is starting to inch over to the left lane, but still, when some areas, it looks like it's still at a standstill, so patience through that area, and I'll continue to keep you posted details. Now, if you're joining on from Dumfries, which is where everyone was doing after you get off of Route 1, wide open, and that stretch up through to the Beltway, 395, good start, 66, no early troubles. Maryland Beltway looks good, 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With a partly to mostly cloudy sky and winds out of the northwest, temperatures will run slightly below average today with a high near 80. Overnight cloudy to low of 67 and a mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 64 in Arlington, 59 in Gaithersburg, 64 degrees in Washington. Harvey is set to make a second landfall but finally move away from Texas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning, 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, got Cal Thomas coming by at 635. His syndicated columnist is going to discuss with us the president's push for tax reform this week. 705, Jason Nichols, a University of Maryland professor. He supports getting rid of Maryland, My Maryland, that song that the band has always played. Now they're getting rid of it. He's supportive of it. We'll discuss with him why. Liberty McCarter joins us at 735, a writer for The Stream, to discuss everything that's going on in Texas, including some of the more hopeful stories there. And then Pooja Datta joins us at 835. You want to know what happened to that Charlottesville march, that civil disobedience march to Washington, D.C.? Pooja Datta helped organize it. And we'll talk to us this morning at 8:35. Good morning. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. So, Vince, what kind of shoes do you have on this morning? You have on your heels?
No, I've got some, I don't know what these are called. But
you've got on some comfortable,
some drivers.
Shoes.
Yeah, some sensible,
right.
Comfortable drivers.
Well, the big story is not Hurricane Harvey. The big story is not the devastation. The big story is not the death and the destruction and people's lives being ruined. The story is Melania wore heels yesterday. Melania wore, I have to say, gravity-defying shoes that look so wildly uncomfortable. My feet hurt just watching her walk. Walk across to Marine One. As she walked across, she had on, I got to tell you, she looked awesome. Her hair's blown out. She had on these big aviator sunglasses. She had like a green bomber jacket with black pants and these heels, these shoes.
I mean, she was in what the kids call a smoke show yesterday.
She always is.
I think this is called a bomber jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, she is looking fine, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I realize I can't even do it justice here. Do not crash your car attempting to Google this. At some point today, make sure to check out the pictures of it. But Melania looking great. But the only reason this all got on our radar, in addition to this photo, is because of the insane criticism of it.
Absolutely. So because she has on these high heels, she looks phenomenal. She's walking across the lawn, and people immediately, and I have to say, I was like,
That doesn't look very practical to go deal with a flood. You know, that doesn't look super practical. But I also thought, well, maybe they're just going to fly over. And I didn't know what they were going to do. Well, the left lost its mind. Vogue went off on her. And the Washington Post has an interesting piece by Robin Givhan, who says, heading off to Texas, she looked dressed to view a natural disaster from a distance, from on high, not up close. Her ensemble implied that people's personal stories would be ferried to her after they had been vetted and tidied up. There was no suggestion that Trump would be flat-footed in the muck, hearing their truth in messy, tearful, open-ended confusion. And then they note that she changed. When she got off Air Force One, she had on the same black pants, white sneakers, a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and a baseball cap that said FLOTUS in white letters, a black baseball cap that said FLOTUS, and the aviators, and again, looked amazingly stunning. Her hair in a ponytail, she just looked phenomenal. Of course, people went after the hat then. The cap was like a hedge against her blending into the crowd, a defense against any possibility that just for a split second, she might seem regular. She is not like you or you or you, it says. She is the First Lady. Why does the media lose its mind over what she wears? Why is Melania treated differently? You know, Barbara Bush, Vince, you pointed out in our pre-show meeting, a really great point that Laura Bush was hated on, but not to the same extent as Melania. They seem to have a certain amount of vitriol that is beyond anything we've seen before when it comes to Melania. This woman speaks, what, five languages? She's incredibly intelligent. She's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Where are the feminists from the left defending this woman? But noting that, wow, she's incredibly intelligent. Five languages. She's raising this child. She doesn't have nannies raising her kid. She raises her kid. Where are the props from the left, from all those feminists? Why do they tear her down like this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, Michelle Obama was treated, as I think you've noted here, completely differently. So the Vogue article that we just hit, I mean, which starts with the words, "Oh, Melania," in the words of the late, great Lou Reed, you couldn't hit it sideways. That's the start of this story. The headline on it is, "Melania Trump's hurricane stilettos and the White House's continual failure to understand optics." Let me take you back just a year ago. Five fashion designers undressing First Lady Michelle Obama. That's a Vogue article. The lead to this piece is, quote, "I was humbled and honored to dress the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. She has done so many great things for America and the rest of the world and for the women in the U.S. and the rest of the world." Thus wrote Donatella Versace, the mega designer who has dressed the best of the best. This is the disparate treatment that Michelle Obama and Melania Trump get. Here's another one. This is the Today Show covering the fact that Michelle Obama was on the cover of Vogue three times. "Michelle Obama graces the cover of Vogue for the third time," the Today Show writes. Meanwhile, Melania Trump? Anna Wintour is still not sure at what point they're going to put her on the cover. They talked to her earlier this year. They're like, "Hey, you put First Ladies on the cover of your magazine. What are you going to do?" She's like, "Yeah, probably at some point. But we're not there yet."
I would love to see Melania turn them down.
I mean,
wouldn't you? She doesn't have anything to prove to anyone. Being on the cover of Vogue is not going to make or break Melania Trump. I truly think that she looks at them and goes, "Eh, whatever."
And this is like, this is the very nitpicking about a woman that feminists are normally driven crazy over, that they're disgusted by. How dare you boil a woman down to the shoes she's wearing? How dare you boil a woman down to how she presents herself in public? A woman is so much more than that. A woman is independent. A woman gets to make her own choices. A woman can define her fashion and her style and her opinion and her positions and her politics the way she wants to. That's the definition of feminism. How dare you? Unless you're married to Donald Trump.
Right.
And then you're boiled down to the most simple 2D version of any person who could ever exist. And they're using her as proxy criticism. They hate the president, so therefore they must hate Melania Trump.
888-630-9625. Joe in D.C., you kick it off for us. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Why Melania? Why the shoes, for instance?
Well, I'll tell you like this. If they're biting you in the butt, you know you're ahead of them. With everything that's going on in Texas, the flood, the devastation, the people that lost everything they've ever had crowded into small places, and this is all you got to worry about? FLOTUS on her hat?
Amen.
Her high heels?
Yeah.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, that's a great observation. But here's what bothers me, and I think Vince, you just said it. Why the left would lose their minds? Vogue would absolutely do an entire issue on the hate coming from the right if they were criticizing a woman's shoes. You know, as you said, especially a woman who is so learned as Melania, a woman who speaks so many different languages, who clearly is not a dumb bunny, despite them wanting her to be, they would do an entire issue on how awful that is. But because it's Melania Trump, they do the same thing. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 515, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, we do have early delays for our Virginia commuters coming out of Stafford, and that's due to two overnight accidents, both involving tractor trailers. Now, the cleanup has been quite extensive. There was a fuel spill, but the change for the better is that one left lane gets by. Now, this is going to be as you make your trip between Quantico and Triangle, exits 148 and 150. Route 1's picking up slow traffic past Russell Road and heading in through that stretch. So Route 1 definitely an option. Express lanes are open, not seeing any delays there. So again, northbound 95 as you come up to 619 Russell Road. Now, one left lane gets by the scene of the incidents. Cleanup will continue for quite a while over to the shoulder. Just the process now of getting all the lanes open. So I'm going to give you a major heads up there in that area. Beyond, commuters that were on Route 1 and then rejoining in Dumfries on up, wide open. No troubles on the Beltway. So other than this major problem in Virginia, the rest of the early start looks good. Beltway 66, Maryland 95, 270 without any incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right, today, partly to mostly cloudy. Cloudy, high around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight, a low of 67. Tomorrow, to be partly to mostly cloudy, a high near 85 degrees. Presently in the nation's capital, it's 64, 517 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
517 on WMAL. So the left slamming Melania Trump because she wore stilettos to walk from the White House to Marine One, and then slamming the hat she wore getting off of Air Force One when she got off in Texas. The hat says FLOTUS on it.
She switched to white sneakers when she got to Texas, by the way, which if I know women who are obsessed with shoes, and I do, you think about this. Actually, the black heels walking across the grass to Marine One, rather, were a better option because you don't want to ruin perfectly good, clean, white sneakers in the grass of the South Lawn. Don't want to do it.
No, and listen, clean white sneakers. And here's the thing. We know that they were very conscious of not interfering with rescue operations and all that type of thing. So you weren't going to see the president and the first lady in a center where they were bringing these people. You weren't going to see them there because it would have caused too much disruption. They were there to have this press conference and then leave. That's why they were there. There was no intention of putting her in waiters and sending her out to go rescue somebody for a photo op, and had they done that, that's exactly what the press would have said. It's a photo op.
No, they can't
How
stop.
Dare they take advantage of these people?
They can't stop being vicious.
Stephen Martinsburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Steve, why the double standard for Melania?
Good morning. The jealous, precious snowflakes, just, they can't afford those shoes, man.
Huh?
They can't afford them.
Yeah, we
make them so jealous.
That's definitely true. They can't afford to lead the life of a billionaire's wife, so no matter what she wears, they're probably going to react with scorn.
Yeah, but you know what? I couldn't afford to lead the life that Michelle Obama leads, right? I couldn't afford to do that, but I'm not jealous of her. God bless her for, you know, I'm not jealous. I'm not envious of successful people. Do I want to be you? Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I don't begrudge you what you have. Do I want to be Melania Trump? Would I kill for those looks and that pocketbook and that wallet? Oh, hell yeah. I don't want to necessarily have to sleep with Donald Trump to get it. I'm just saying.
At least you're honest enough to acknowledge that there's something cool about her. The press isn't even getting that far.
Well, the Washington Free Beacon, writer Elizabeth Harrington said that whole outfit is 100%. And Brent Scher, also from the Washington Free Beacon, said she's the best. CNN White House reporter Kate Bennett, it's sad that we have an active and ongoing natural disaster in Texas and people are worried about her shoes, which I give her that. At least CNN, she said people are worried about her shoes. So there's a little tiny bit of objective journalism there from CNN. So you got to take what you get. Jack in College Park. Jack, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Jack, why does Melania get so much hatred?
Yeah,
from
what's
these
this
people?
About?
Well, the whole thing is meanwhile, the Washington Post has got their full investigative team hard at work trying to figure out who came up with the term FLOTUS. Because that's brilliant in a very dry way. Anyway, as far as Melania goes, I think she represents, you know, she's like their rock. She's all that anybody has left because, like with Vogue, she's what Vogue interprets that every American woman hates, which is the trophy wife. And, you know, we'll completely disregard the fact that all of Donald Trump's ex-wives supported him, and none of them really said he was a horrible husband. And so the left is just beside themselves about all of this because, you know, this wasn't like wag the dog. This was, holy crap, it's a hurricane. They don't know what to do with Donald Trump because if he, pardon the pun, swims out of this with any skin left on his tuchus, he'll tick them off even more.
You know, Jack, I think you're onto something, which is that you're definitely right. I don't think the press really knows what to do right now because their instinct, by and large, is to reflexively detest anything the Trumps do. And that extends to Melania. So when you are faced with a natural disaster, one in which the country is unifying, one in which Texans, no matter what their political persuasion, are literally dragging each other out of flooded zones into safety in boats whose their politics hardly matter. It's at a time when political debate matters much less than a lot of other things. They can't bring themselves to do anything but still regurgitate their contempt in this moment. It's their muscle memory. So she's walking to a helicopter, and her high heels are all of a sudden a national news story on that basis. And you should be upset with the state of your press when that's the case. 522 now on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and Hybridge dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, September 18th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
What could you do with an extra $20,000? That's the average our clients keep when selling their homes with us instead of the traditional high commission agents. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In today's real estate world, there's simply no reason to pay those high commissions anymore. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, extensive cleanup continues. Virginia commuters, Interstate 95 northbound overnight. We had 2 separate tractor-trailer accidents that had stopped traffic for hours. Now, 1 left lane does get by. This will be, again, between Quantico and Triangles. Come up to the exit for 619 Russell Road. It's the left lane getting by. But Virginia State Police say a lot of this activity will remain on the shoulder eventually, even as they get all the lanes open, as they continue to try to get everything cleared and the investigation wrapped up. That's our big delay this morning, big trouble spot. Now beyond, let's go over to Route 1, where lanes have been open. Some bailout traffic over there. The express lanes open, and those are running well past the scene of those accidents. 395, once you get up there, no worries. Beltway, in fact, good through Annandale Tyson's. Maryland Beltway, nice and quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With a partly to mostly cloudy sky and winds out of the northwest, temperatures will run slightly below average today with a high near 80. Overnight cloudy with a low of 67 and a mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Melania rocking the bomber jacket yesterday right out of Top Gun. She looked great with the aviator. She looked phenomenal.
I mean, how did President Trump actually decide to keep going on that trip when he walks out and he sees Melania dressed like that? He was like, maybe we should stay here. No, we've got a trip to go on, Donald.
We have to go.
No hanky-panky. We've got to go right to Texas and take care of this flood.
So the media, for the most part, not all, but for the media, for the most part, excoriating Melania for the shoes that she wore to walk from the White House to Marine
One.
That's
true.
Just ripping her apart for what she wore. And then when she got off the plane in Texas, they're going after her for a hat that says FLOTUS on it. So why is Melania just the recipient of so much vitriol from the media? Very quickly, Georgia Mount Vernon. George, why do you think it is?
I think we have to ask ourselves two questions here, two important questions. One is, how many agents or investigators is Mueller going to assign to this to find out what the connection is to the Kremlin?
It's very expansive.
And the second one is, it's really important now, really, is why are there no pictures of the president in the government buildings yet? We're 9 months into his administration almost, and within 9 days, Obama had pictures all over the place.
Oh, good question. Well, we'll follow up on that, too. Uh-huh. Interesting, George. Introducing a new topic here, one worthy of exploration.
All
appreciate
right, George,
that.
Thank you so much.
528 now on WMAL.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden-crusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements.
Credit fraud? Seen it.
So he can't see that he could still be blindsided by threats like an unauthorized address change or someone selling his personal info on the dark web.
Whoa, didn't see that coming.
But LifeLock sees a wide range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock's eyes are wide open to some threats you could miss otherwise.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
LifeLock membership starts at $9.99 per month. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
Did you just say 10% off of just $9.99?
I did.
Okay. Now I've seen everything.
LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
We'll give you an update about the hurricane, Hurricane Harvey. A Houston police officer has lost his life in the recovery effort there. And we're going to give you a taste of the emotional response of the Houston police chief yesterday as he's dealing with not only that, but saving the people of his city. 5:30 now, WMAL next. News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Trouble this early Wednesday morning on a major commuter route in Northern Virginia. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the problem?
Well, it's Virginia's Interstate 95, Bill. We have early delays here. Overnight, we had two separate tractor-trailer accidents between Quantico and Triangle. The extensive cleanup and investigation continues, but they are allowing two lanes of traffic to get by. I'll give you your alternates, let you know the process they're making. More coming up in traffic.
The worst may finally be over for storm-ravaged Houston.
For the first time in several days, the forecast in Houston called for more periods of sun than moments of rain. In fact, rain is expected to taper off in the city today as Tropical Storm Harvey continues to move northeast. But to the east of Houston, Harvey was expected to dump up to another 12 inches of rain before moving on from the area. Flooding is still a serious danger in many places thanks to reservoirs that had spilled over and water draining out of neighborhoods into rivers and streams. Steve Kastenbaum in Texas.
Attorney and child advocate Karen Keyes-Gamara has won the special election to fill a vacancy on the Fairfax County School Board. Keyes-Gamara, who had the backing of county Democrats in the nonpartisan election, won nearly twice as many votes as the candidate backed by the county GOP. A Washington grand jury has indicted 19 people, including 15 Turkish security officials, for attacking protesters in May. The defendants are accused of attacking peaceful demonstrators who were protesting the visit of Turkish President Erdogan. All 19 are charged with felony conspiracy to commit a crime of violence. Charlottesville is launching an effort to spruce up its public image after the violence of earlier this month. The effort's going to include ads, hashtags, and publicity campaigns. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,865, the NASDAQ at 6,302. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Nationals pound the Marlins. The Orioles shut out the Mariners for the sixth win in a row. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples, and right now, composition books and two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents. While supplies last, limit 30 in store, 10 online, ends 9-2. Staples, it's pro time.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST.
Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers-in-waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, very busy. 95 and now 395 as well. So let's start 95 northbound. We had two overnight tractor trailer accidents between Quantico and Triangle. The cleanup is continuing, but now two lanes get by. But we still have an extensive delay here. We're coming up from Courthouse Road, heading up toward Triangle 619 Joplin Road. Again, it's two lefts that get by. The express lanes are fine. Route 1, here we go. Taking a look at that heavy bailout traffic, which is expected because Interstate 95 has been closed for some time. So on Route 1, getting up to 610 delays. You get a little bit of a break, and then you're going to hit the tie-ups again well before Russell Road and heading up to 619 Fuller Road in that stretch. Now, let's go to the latest problem on 395, and let me get the cameras, see if there's any change. Nope, everybody has stopped in the Shirlington area. This is going to be in the 395 southbound direction, opposite flow of the commute. Nonetheless, though, this is going to be a mess here. Initially, the crash blocked the center of the roadway. Multiple cars involved, but now fire and rescue units arriving to the scene, stopping all traffic. This is before the exit for Glebe Road. So coming in on those main lines and HOV lanes, you can see the activity, so it's definitely going to slow us, distract us in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's dry conditions ahead of us on this Wednesday with a partly to mostly cloudy sky, a light breeze out of the northwest at a high near 80. Overnight cloudy with a low of 67. Then a few breaks in the clouds on Thursday with a high to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Dumfries, 58 in Rockville, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Hey, joining us at 6:35, it's Cal Thomas. We're going to talk to him about President Trump moving on to tax reform. At 7:05, Jason Nichols, he's with the University of Maryland. He's a professor there. We're going to talk to him about the band not playing the state song before games anymore, the marching band. At 7:35, Liberty McArdle is with us. She is in Texas. She's a writer for The Stream, and she is going to tell us about all of the wonderful stories coming out of Texas and out of Harvey, and what I think most Americans look at and say, that right there, that's America. At 8:35, Pooja Dada, she is with the March from Charlottesville to D.C. Where are they, and what's going on with the march, and what's their goal? We'll talk to her about that. It is 5:38. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. You know, we're keeping an eye on Houston, and a lot of stories happening there. Is now 200,000 people have been forced from their homes by flooding, and they say that about 10,000 survivors will fill the convention center space to twice its capacity. That's the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. It has a capacity of up to 5,000 people, and they're taking on 10,000 survivors. Monday night, I guess, about 9,000 of them crammed in there, and they slept on chairs, the floor, everywhere. I can't even imagine. I don't even know how you get a good night's sleep in those conditions. But those are what they're living with right now. Some of the numbers that we have, and then those numbers are constantly being updated, as we know, as of Tuesday, there were 15 deaths confirmed. 14 to 15 trillion gallons of water has fallen on the state, with 5 trillion more anticipated before the storm leaves. About 1 million liters of water and 1 million meals have been sent to Texas by FEMA, the government agency. 3,500 rescues in Houston by yesterday morning, and that number has since grown. We have, you know, nearly 12,000 guardsmen, including the entire Texas National Guard. A lot of people have been displaced. You have a lot of millions of people who've been affected by this storm, and it's just wild. And yesterday was the 12th year anniversary since Hurricane Katrina had made landfall in Louisiana to the day, that day yesterday. And then the president visited for, I would say, 5 or so hours yesterday in Texas. And that visit defined by, in part, the fact that the president is pledging swift support for the people of Texas, for people who've been affected by this hurricane. There's some remarks here from the president I'd like to play for you. This is the president talking about the extent to which everyone's been coordinating on the response effort.
The job that all of these groups have done getting along is, in terms of coordination, has been really incredible, and everyone's talking about it. The sad thing is that this is long-term. Nobody's ever seen anything this long, and nobody's ever seen this much water in particular. The wind was pretty horrific, but the water has never been seen like this to the extent, and it's maybe someday going to disappear. We keep waiting.
President also saying that they're rushing to get aid through Congress, federal aid.
We have four of our great congressmen right here, and we really appreciate you being here. We're going to be working with Congress on helping out the state of Texas. It's going to be a costly proposition because, again, probably Ted Cruz is here, and Senator, thank you very much, Senator Cornyn, and we'll be working with these characters over here, and I think we'll come through with a really, you know, with the right solution.
Yep. So the president working to get some money, some funding for this thing. Of course, you know, you always consider, you know, we've got federal flood insurance that exists, but that's never anywhere near enough. And especially in a disaster like this, you need federal funding in order to take care of clearly things for people who would not have federal flood insurance to begin with or didn't buy it. All of that. So federal funding going to come in and help try and rescue these people. At some point, these people who've been affected by it should receive help.
Well, federal flood insurance isn't going to foot the full bill for rebuilding your home. It's
right.
Just not. It only pays up to, I believe about $250,000. I'm not quite sure exactly what the number is. So I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong on that. But it doesn't foot the full bill. It will give you some. But also remember, there are plenty of police departments, borough halls, town halls, rescue squads, government buildings in these towns, in these cities that may not have had flood insurance. And so all that money, you know, that money's got to come from somewhere. You can ask taxpayers to pay for it, but the money's going to have to come from somewhere. You also have to pay for, look, food for these people, housing these people. Where are you going to house these people for weeks and weeks and weeks on end? Where are they going to go? You give them, I know FEMA will give out vouchers for hotels and things like that, but a lot of the hotels are gone. It's a big, huge logistical financial nightmare.
And there was a really great little moment yesterday in Texas as the president held up a Texas flag in Corpus Christi and spoke fondly of the state, saying we love you and you are special, and said that Texans are built to handle things like this. More from this police chief, by the way, an emotional press conference from the police chief in Houston. I'll share that audio with you in a moment. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Monday, Army Colonel Robert Manning updated the media on DOD response efforts to Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath.
In anticipation of a possible request for assistance, the DoD is pre-positioning troops, equipment, and supplies to staging areas near the worst of the flooding in southeastern Texas. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, never good when I'm not sure where to start. We have major problems, three major incidents. Let's start Virginia on 395 as you're coming from, say, the 14th Street Bridge if you're leaving downtown heading into Shirlington. So southbound side of 395, everybody is still stopped. Nobody gets by this multi-car crash in Shirlington. It's before you can get to the exit for Glebe Road. So you can get off at the Pentagon, but you cannot get up past Glebe Road. So again, multi-car crash, a lot of fire and rescue units at the scene there. On the northbound side of 395 in the HOV lanes, everything is open, but you're going to see all this activity, both the main and the HOV lane commuters heading through Shirlington. So for sure, some rubbernecking delays there. Also, Virginia, at Interstate 95, we had two separate tractor-trailer accidents overnight between Quantico and Triangle. We now have two left lanes getting by before you get to 619 Joplin Road. It's going to be two lefts of three lanes getting by, but still major delays through Stafford and Route 1 with the bailout traffic. Now through town, closure number three, DC 295, right as you merge off of 50 in the BW Parkway, that's where we have a crash. So everyone affected out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway and out of Chevrolet on 50 with early delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry conditions ahead of us on this Wednesday with a partly to mostly cloudy sky, a light breeze out of the northwest at a high near 80, overnight cloudy with a low of 67, then a few breaks in the clouds on Thursday with a high to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 547 on WMAL. All right, a 60-year-old veteran of the Houston Police Force died this week after he drove into floodwaters on his way to work. That was Sunday morning. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo, the name of the officer, Sergeant Steve Perez, it was Sunday around 4 a.m. He left his home. He drove for 2.5 hours trying to get to his duty station, looking for a way to get there. Eventually drove into floodwaters, tried to get out of the car, I guess, and ultimately was drowned by the water. Very sad yesterday as Sergeant Steve as Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo shared this with the public. I want to play a little bit of this audio for you. This is the police chief discussing this yesterday.
Once our dive team got there, it was too treacherous to go under and look for him. So we made a decision to leave officers there waiting until the morning, because as much as we wanted to recover him last night, we could not put more officers at risk for what we knew in our hearts was going to be a recovery mission. We kept his wife apprised even though we had a high probability that he was gone, we always hold on to hope. So I called her last night. She was desperately wanting more information. I told her we still haven't found them. We're still looking. We're checking hospitals. We can't communicate with all hospitals because some of them have been evacuated, and that we would keep her apprised of the situation. This morning at 8 a.m., the dive team was out there again, which was their number one priority, and within 20 minutes, they found him. Unfortunately, in the darkness, Sergeant Perez drove into an underpass that's about 16 and a half feet, drove into the water, and he died in a flood, in a drowning type event.
It's very sad. And, the police chief, in addition to giving a recounting of how they lost that officer, mentioned, some of the looting that's been going on in the city, said, in addition to the recovery efforts of actually trying to tackle, helping rescue people, they're still conducting law enforcement and warning any would-be looters that they will be prosecuted and they will pursue the fullest extent of the justice system in order to go after people who try and take advantage of such a devastating situation in Texas right now. Additionally, there's apparently some bizarre criticism online that he was addressing that involved, probably internet troll, somebody upset with photos or visuals of cops stopping to eat food, consume sustenance, to actually pause for a moment during what is probably a very stressful, a lot of output circumstance in order to, again, eat. Here's the police chief responding to those criticisms.
I saw our dive team yesterday. Their only meal was a power bar. And they were out there at 11:30 at night. And had we let them, believe me, they would have gone in that water. So for those that have been tweeting about, hey, why are the cops being fed? Well, they got it. They can't save people. And despite the fact that we have not been able to do the best of jobs feeding them, they are out there on a power bar, having worked 37 hours. So I'm sorry that we're feeding them, but that's why we're doing it, so they can save lives. And so with that, I just want to say that we will continue. This police department is resilient.
Just ridiculous that they're even getting criticism for it. Every one of those cops is working overtime, and it's not just the cops. It's all the private citizens, the Cajun Navy, everyone out there trying to help rescue people who still need to be rescued.
And remember, there's a better than average chance that those cops who are working to save you probably lost everything they own too, because they're probably from the area. If they're Houston cops or local cops, they also lost absolutely everything, but they're putting that aside in order to help other people and do their job. And just so you know, Hurricane Harvey just made its third landfall in Louisiana, first in Corpus Christi, then Houston. This is the third landfall for Hurricane Harvey in Louisiana.
Unrelenting disaster in our country right now. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll give you every update we find. 5:51 now. Here's El Rushbow.
On Monday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the end to an Obama ban, which prevented the transfer of surplus military equipment to local police departments. President Trump, who has a pen and a phone, used his pen to sign an executive order overturning Obama's decision. Now, Obama's ban was put in place after liberal activists complained the police in Ferguson, Missouri were too militarized as they tried to quell riots and protect lives and save private property from destruction. It was an easy choice for Obama. Blue lives didn't matter as much as appeasing the anti-cop leftists. So he stopped the military from transferring surplus armored vehicles, grenade launchers, armed aircraft, bayonets, and high-caliber weapons. Adding insult to injury, Obama warned that these kinds of armaments in the hands of law enforcement made the police look like an occupying force. He said it would create more divisions with distrustful communities, some of whom, by the way, were committing vandalism and arson and even murder. Now, one reason Congress initially approved the transfer of surplus military gear to local cops was to make sure the cops had the resources they need to protect us and themselves from bad people, including well-armed terrorists and all that. Then along came Obama. So it's about time that those who protect and serve are given the respect they deserve and not treated like they are the bad guys. We here support the lifting of the Obama ban.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me now.
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality at University of Maryland University College. Serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters busy. 395 will start there in Shirlington, where you now have one far left lane getting by the scene of this multi-car crash. This is opposite flow of the commute. Nonetheless, definitely causing delays here. Southbound 395 in Shirlington before you get to the exit for Glebe Road. So even though you need to maybe get over to that far right for the exit, you need to use that left lane to get by the multi-car crash. On Interstate 95, boy, we're struggling here out of Stafford. Heading up toward Triangle, we had two overnight accidents, both involving tractor trailers. Still have the right lane blocked before you get to 619 Joplin Road, and a lot to check out on the shoulder still as they continue the cleanup. So out of Stafford to Triangle, jammed. And if you're trying to get on to inbound New York Avenue off of 50, boy, delays through Chevrolet and also out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway, all where you would merge to get on to Kenilworth Avenue for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be partly to mostly cloudy on this Wednesday with a high near 80, then a cloudy sky overnight with a low dropping to 67. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be with Amtrak's large, spacious seats and relaxing lounge cars. Book 14 days in advance and get 20% off with saver fares at Amtrak.com. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybrid Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, September 18th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Cal Thomas will be joining us, and we'll talk to Cal about President Trump moving on to tax reform.
And where's the line between reporting and exploiting? CNN danced all over it. We'll find out what you think. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is...
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.